Hi, this is Kennedy,
Dean,
Roselli,
Sophia,
and Erin F.
We are students from 5th grade GATE supporting and donating to 60 and Better, our philanthropy project. This podcast you are listening to is our very first podcast. This organization is the place where seniors can go to have a good time and stay healthy. 60 and Better is an organization where seniors can go if they have lost their spouse or have been feeling lonely. They're able to play games and spend time with others while not being so isolated.
Thank you, Kennedy, for sharing that info. Hi, I am Erin F. At our school, Lakeview Elementary, in the NISD district, we are donating and collecting to be able to send to the organization. That way, the elderly can have fun activities and stay healthy at this place.
Thanks, Erin. Hi, it's Dean. The seniors have many cool and fun ways to have a good time. For instance, when they win bingo, they are able to collect or win some of the items that were donated to the seniors.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Also, for more information, since they're hardworking employees at the 60 and Better building, the seniors will get some of the monetary items and donations that are sent to the organization. So with your help, the seniors will be able to continue having the fun that they were having.
With your donations, Lakeview and Beck will be able to help the senior citizens have a better time in their elderly ages.
Hi, this is Loselli. So some questions I have for you guys are, why did you guys pick this organization?
We picked this organization because it helps elders have a better life.
Also, what are you doing to support 60 and Better?
We are donating different items that could help and entertain the elderly. They are older than some people and can't do certain activities that they enjoy. This shouldn't stop them from having fun.
Thank you. What type of donations are you guys collecting?
We are collecting items such as food, clothing, blankets, laundry detergents, toiletries, hygiene items, toothpaste, and toothbrushes, and other things that allow them to have a fun time and stay healthy.
Are there different ways that they could collect that they would collect their donations?
Yes, the elderly can receive their donations by winning at fun games for them, such as bingo. This way, they can have fun, enjoy themselves, and feel more rejuvenated while earning supplies that can solve their living needs.
Here is Aaron C., who is the leader of the project here at Lakeview. Loselli will be interviewing him and asking questions about 60 and Better.
So, Erin C., I know that you were part of the winning team. Why did you pick this organization?
So, we thought that it would be good for the people at 60 and Better to have a bunch of fun while still being healthy, and donating items would be great for that. So, we chose 60 and Better, and we all had an agreement on it.
I realized that you were partnered with all Beck students. How did you feel being the only one from Lakeview student there?
Kind of embarrassed. I do know that the kids over at Beck, or the teachers over at Beck, have more GATE students than at Lakeview. And I definitely noticed that while everybody was giving Shark Tank presentations. But I didn't feel like that bad about it. So I just felt unsturdy.
Thank you. As you know, on day one of collecting the donations, you could see how many donations we got compared to all the other drives that we've done. How did you feel when you saw all of the donations being collected?
I was actually pretty impressed that I thought that since we didn't do that good on the announcements, that not many people would know about it, especially in the lower grades. And, well, most of the donations came from the lower grades, so I'm very surprised by that.
One last thing before we close out. Do you think this experience would have been different if another team had won?
I think it might not have, because I know almost all teams had donation or plans to donate items, and I feel like everybody would be passionate about whatever team we chose.
Okay, thank you. That'd be all.
We have enjoyed getting to collaborate with the Beck 5th grade Gates students. We want to thank Ms. Blake, Ms. Andrews, and Mrs. Moses for allowing us to do this project. We can't wait to see what kind of effect this makes to 60 and better.
Thank you for listening to our first podcast.